This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to talk about 11 in light of Facebook. Don't raise your hands. I know many of you are on Facebook. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. He's saying, God, don't defriend me. Don't toss me away. And people do that with people all the time in your circle of influence and say, I'm done with him. See, if I ever talk to her again, I'm going to dismiss her from my life. I'm through with her. I'm through with him. And we do that with people. And aren't you thankful that you serve a God who says, I don't diss you. I don't defriend you. And that's what David is talking about in verse 11. Don't cast me or throw me away from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. I found out this is the only one of two times the phrase Holy Spirit is used in the Old Testament. Isaiah 63:10, when Isaiah talks about grieving the Holy Spirit of God. And this verse, which I find intriguing, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. And isn't it interesting? This is pre-Christian. But David knew that the Spirit of God was in his life at one time and was convicting him of sin. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me, because he knew that was spiritual death. And then restore to me, verse 12, the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. To restore means to turn back. Don't raise your hand, but have you ever had an incident in your life where you said, you know, I wish our relationship was like it was 5 years ago? My friendship with him or her. Wish I could go back in the calendar and just restore what we used to have together as a family. Restore what we used to have as a couple. Restore what we used to have in a friendship with so-and-so. And that's what David says, Lord, restore to me. Bring back the joy. Turn back the clock and bring me back to a right relationship with you, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. And then the verses I almost neglected. Verse 16, you do not delight in sacrifice, or you would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Listen carefully. This may be the most important thing I'm going to say today. God is not interested in putting you into a guilt trip. He doesn't want you to feel bad. That's not his thing. But what he responds to, according to this, a man or woman who's broken because of their sin. And you know what? That means different things to different people, but you know what I mean. Some of you know what it's like to be broken in grief. Some of you have been broken in disappointment in things that have happened in your life. And you know what brokenness means. And to be broken before the Lord is something deeper than just feeling bad or feeling guilty or I'm sorry. You know, people can be sorry and still be mad and still be ticked that somebody caught them. Well, I'm sorry, you're mad at me because of that. There's no repentance there. There's no conviction. But a broken man, a broken woman is something the Lord says God will not despise. I wanted to know, what does that mean, despise? I found out it means to hold in contempt. Have you ever asked somebody for forgiveness and they said, maybe I will, maybe I won't? Let you know, I'll get back to you. Make you stew a while, make you worry about it. God will never do that with you. God will never dangle you over the fires of hell and say, ah, let's see what I'm going to do with you. A broken and a contrite heart, God will not despise. He will not hold that in contempt. He responds to brokenness. Well, I want you to hear the conclusion to this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.